The company had been doing quite a lot of design studies to see how they could stretch or grow the Lynx and improve it. It was getting pretty heavy by then. I mean, Lynx went into service having been designed as an 8,000-pound aircraft, and by 2000 it was a 12,000-pound aircraft, and so it was 50% heavier than the day that it was designed. And the MOD had been saying it's running out of performance, it's not very agile, and it doesn't manage hot weather or high altitudes very well. How can you give us something that's worth keeping going for another 20 or 30 years? And in the end, they just threw down the gauntlet and said, make a irrefutable case that it's worth keeping the Lynx going, or we'll bring it to an end and go looking for something else to replace it. And so the whole company set up a working party to look at the business issues and the logistics issues, and my job was really to try to bring together all of the technical steps we might make to bring the Lynx to a standard that could live for another 30 years, growing steadily in weight, and have good battlefield performance at the end of that period rather than the beginning. And fortunately, I was aware of most of the research activities that had been going on and the technologies that were being developed, and we could put together a pathway step by step, changing the tail rotor, the transmission, without throwing things away, but basically sucking in the technical steps that we'd been building. And the case hung together quite well, and the technical people at the MOD gave it the thumbs up. So that was quite a relief, because the feeling had been that we hadn't got a hope. You know, the Lynx was just going to struggle for a bit longer and then be taken out of service. So now you have the Wildcat, which is the aircraft that's emerged out of it.